Newcastle Museum as well, right? Oh wow. So we're at York Castle Museum. Oh wow.
So can we see cells, guys, like we see those?
We will be going into cells.
Oh wow,
that's
right.
Second okay.
Oh, thank you, it's good. So this is York's actual castle then? It's like the main
It was, yeah. The bit that's still here, the castle, is Clifford's Tower.
So what's over there? What place out over there? All right.
Just where there, where you are.
What have you got there, Ellie?
Well, this case, you've got all sorts of kind of ornaments, Victorian ornaments. Things you would have seen very high-class houses.
Okay.
If you just spin around.
We'll follow you to the good bits.
Okay, so to your right, we've got a Victorian parlour, and it's just a scene of a very wealthy Victorian parlour, and how it would have looked.
Okay.
And it's very cluttered with a lot in there.
So lots of.
Yeah, not quite.
So lots of like knickknacks.
Yeah, you've got things like samplers of knitting that the girls would have done.
Yeah.
Lots of pictures on the walls.
Yeah.
You've got like a chaise long sort of settee.
Oh, okay.
A wooden round dining table.
Yeah.
It's about 4 foot wide. I mean, the room itself is
tiny.
Well, the room itself is probably about 15 foot.
Oh, right.
Square, so
okay, so not
there's
no room for a blue
mate player. They have got a piano,
of course,
And what era is the piano from?
I'm not sure.
It's obviously Victorian times, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Can you see what make it is on there?
Oh, I don't want to. It's just under the west where the music is. It'll be wet. No, it's not. It's
there's no markings on it at all.
Nah, it's all right. It's on the piano too.
Tune that for you.
All right.
It's got you to the left of it.
It's there.
We do have a street piano when we go down to Street.
Oh wow. You've got loads.
We play that as well whilst we're down
there. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So the next piece we can look at, if you spin round with your tea.
If you walk where you want to, you just walk where you want to go, and then we'll follow you. That's the easiest thing. But thank you.
The scene we're looking at is Moreland Cottage.
Yeah.
And this one is sort of a contrast between the high class Victorian parlour.
The poor people.
So
what's in the poor class where we would have had it?
We've got a stuffed dog in there called Guinness.
Oh yeah, okay.
Well, we've got some food. There's a rabbit hanging off the beam. Ready for the pot.
Yeah.
There's one of the main things in here. There's a glass ball.
Yeah.
Quite a fairly substantial sized glass ball hanging up at the window.
Is that a reading tea leaf?
That was a witch ball.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Tell us about the witch ball
was so if the witch came to your window, because it's glass, you would see a reflection in it.
She would
scare her away,
But when are we talking about when there was a witch thing going on there? That's not Victorian times, is it?
Well, they were very superstitious all the way right up until modern day, Victorians very much so. They're very religious and very superstitious.
So would witches but weren't fine trained like that level, were they just going past?
Not really.
It was just that superstition.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you mean, okay.
It was sort of an old wives' tale.
Right,
kind of
thing. I was
going to say.
Yeah.
Every house had a glass ball.
I think he's only got the shut up. Excuse these stupid comments. Disco ball.
So the next room we've got...
Listen and learn something.
The next room we've come to is a Jacobean room.
Yeah. Come on, carry on.
This one...
Jacobean was when, sorry?
This one would have been sort of very late 17th century.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah. So just after... Well, no, around Victorian times still...
Before
Victorian times,
Well, the next one we've moved to is the Georgian room.
Oh, okay.
And once again, it's the contrast between the Jacobins and the Georgian. Jacobins quite simple and plain, whereas the Georgian is very elaborate.
You can still get your
duvet
covered in Jacobean
pool. Yeah. Batty. And once again, in the Georgian room, there's a piano.
Oh, is that? Oh, yeah,
that would have been in the drawing room, that would have been there.
Centrepiece would have been still. Okay.
Awesome. So I'll move on to the next part.
Following Keith.
You okay there?
Yeah, we're with you.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's got to do a little bit.
One thing I will point out, this is quite something of humour.
Okay.
A picture on the wall of a man called Henry Jenkins.
Yeah.
And it's reputed that he lived to 169 years old.
Oh, wow.
There's four different parishes
around
sort of central Yorkshire that have got records to back this up.
Oh, really? Wow.
Okay.
How well you read into those records,
okay.
Who kept them and who originally did them.
Well, it may not be the same Henry, whatever it is.
Yeah, there would have been a lot of Henry Jenkins at the time, and lots of different wards.
Oh, he's still here.
So if you get Henry Jenkins from one ward, lives until 20, yet another one lives till longer, they're probably just accumulating those ages.
Does
anyone actually believe you when you're telling that? You know, you can say, oh my God.
Well, it's quite a nice thing. You can be into it as you will, really. Just going to go up some more stairs.
We're better at building stairs in those days, first of all.
These are the originals.
Unfortunately, with it being a prison originally, and not really. Any idea of it being a museum?
Yeah,
there's a lot of stairs around.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
So the next section we're moving into, this is called Spotless.
Yeah.
So it's about cleaning through the ages.
Oh, okay.
To the right.
Cleaning through the ages.
We've got sort of an array of different vacuum cleaners.
Oh, okay.
Oh, right, look at this. There's mine. I've got all them.
You
have them. I've got most of them.
Yeah. Well, there's some real dubious looking ones in this collection here.
So they've got different ideas. I saw one years ago where it was like a bellows and they just turn his hand and you're supposed to...
That's it, yeah. We've got one on display here. It's called the Baby Daisy.
Oh my
and it's literally like a wooden box with a bellow at the back.
Oh my
and you push it along and work the bellow.
Oh,
yeah.
We'll have a go.
It looks extremely hard work.
So what year was this one? Was this...
The Baby Daisy was around the turn of the 20th century.
Oh, right, so it's quite modern.
Yeah. But we've got ones from sort of the turn of the 20th century right up until 1980s.
Okay.
So there's a nice variety of ones there. This room is the 50s room.
Which?
The 50s room.
Rock and roll, Paul.
Yeah. So you've got things like the Three Flying Ducks on the wall.
Okay. What's that
one
about, the Three Flying
Ducks? They were quite synonymous with the 50s and 60s.
So did everybody have them on the wall?
Yeah, they were very popular. Yeah.
On spins or something?
They were just sort of nailed, if you can imagine, quite small in size, and they would nail them so it looked like they were in flight on the wall.
And they would stick that above the mantelpiece?
They would just put them on any wall.
Any wall.
Yeah. I don't know what the thinking behind it was, but it was something that was very popular at the time.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah. And of course, you've got the old wireless
in
the corner, and then there's a TV.
What make is it a Grundig? I bet it's German. Doesn't say.
It's not
Robert.
Grundig, probably on Robert.
Yeah.
And a TV as well.
There is a TV, which really does say they're quite well off.
They would have been. It wouldn't have had a meter on the back like ours when we grew up.
Now we'll move on.
Alex, let's go.
Sort of a bit of everything.
A strange pattern.
Bat!
Yeah.
They've got different baths.
Yeah,
more
baths.
Here, so.
That's like ours at home, isn't it?
Ceramic ones and old ones.
We've got
the
old tin.
The tin one.
The tin bath, which
had
a
brush
of the fire.
Which everyone seems to remember the
tin bath.
Yeah, not me.
If you do reach out,
you can just put it
there.
Oh, gosh.
Not that big,
are they? That's it, yeah. It's a very popular one, that one.
Yeah. That's incredible.
That's the normal one, yeah. That's more of a...
You pay a fortune to have
that
fitted now, in your house.
Yeah?
Well, the tin was...
An original bath like that.
This one?
Probably metal
this
one. Stainless steel.
It's a really big one, isn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, it's
that's
sort of stuff you'd have had at school or home,
that's
or is
an
it?
That's an enamel bath.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
So,
yeah?
The next section we're going to, it's called Cradle to Grave.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of a section about passage of rites.
Yeah.
The centrepiece is an old hearse, a horse-drawn hearse.
Yeah.
Yeah, just careful there. So actually, there's a handlebar just down the middle of the step.
It was me that crashed into it. This is a bigger room.
That's it. Yeah, it's quite a large room. Yeah.
So yeah.
That's it. So
it's been painted something, hasn't it?
Yeah, they have been painting the skirting boards.
Wow.
Yeah. If we come around this.
Come around it then. Yeah. And this
yeah,
is cool. Well,
I'll just pull it. It is on a platform
yeah, that's okay.
of
don't
about a foot
there.
High, so if you just
okay, come up this way, Keith.
Step on that, can we step on that?
Not yet.
If you keep going,
round the fence.
That's it. And then
step on that?
Yeah.
Now come and have a look at it. Oh, come feel.
I'm ready.
And that's the
front
of the horse,
yeah. And is that the front of the horse that way?
You're yeah, about in the middle section there. To your left is the rear, to your right is the head.
And it's pulling his hearse, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, it's the horse-drawn hearse.
So this would have been, I mean, would they still use this sort of thing sometimes, don't they?
Jump down.
Okay then. Right.
So that's still.
So that was a horse.
Yeah.
Now we've got a lovely carriage.
Looks amazing.
And where was this from? Was this Victorian again?
This was
or later.
Carriage, which is quite lovely. It's about 13, 40 miles away from York. And it was the parish actually paid for it themselves when the parishioners
attached. So do you hire it out? Or don't people?
Not now, I wouldn't have thought.
Why not?
Because it's an in here, isn't it?
Yeah, but some people like...
You can still get a horse drawn hearse,
can't you? If you wanted to,
so
use a horse.
Some people still do, don't they? That's
yeah.
What I mean.
Some people have horse-driven thingies, don't they?
But it was very expensive.
Oh, it is,
it was
yeah.
quite technologically advanced at the time.
Oh,
it had very good leaf springs and spoke
oh, really?
Wheels
oh, yeah.
as well.
Yeah. So how old would that be, then?
This one, it was 1984.
Oh, okay, that makes sense, because it's quite there. Glass fronting. Emily Sunday singing about it with me.
Look at the wedding dresses.
Look at all these wedding dresses, Alice.
So you've got wedding dresses going right through the ages.
Yeah, okay.
One of the earliest ones is towards the latter period of the Victorian time.
Right, okay.
And some of them are just very plain, like two-piece ladies' suits.
Yeah,
A very mottled brown colour.
Yeah.
So quite different to what you think of as the...
So would they all traditionally white?
Not essentially, no.
Well, the ones that are at the dock with different colours.
Well,
or not?
Well, black was never known as a mourning colour.
No.
Until the Cardinals started
making
it. That's the one.
That
yeah.
thing, you know which one we mean. The one they play on the Chinese takeaway.
Bloody hell. The best of Tartan.
So when
this
it was
is
all the
yeah. Changing Spices
area
with
all the characters.
Yeah. Oh wow, okay, that would be fun.
And
there's a Chinese clock.
It did do, yeah, it played a little tune in the characters.
And it was
well.
Putting
yeah.
around
was
the Chinese, when the Chinese had the Olympics.
And that was given by China, was it?
Yeah, this was actually a replica of a Chinese design done by Cox himself to sell to the Chinese market.
Oh, I understand now.
Cox was the one that's designed the Cox Swan as well, that's up at the Bose Museum.
Okay.
Up north.
Oh, right. Up north?
I don't know that.
Not further up north.
What's my
Chinese writing, yeah. A lot of the bars have got the Chinese.
I know there's numbers like 69, 55, and stuff like that.
If you read through it, it's probably just a local takeaway menu.
Probably a takeaway menu, yeah.
Remember the time, is it?
We've got three studios around the museum,
right.
And they're for people just to go in and experience demonstrations.
Okay.
So this one we're going to go into now is a kitchen studio.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, yeah, the poor Alice.
Good luck.
We see what the poor little kids had 3 years ago.
It's aircond in here,
it's lovely in here, yeah.
Wow.
What are they making?
It smells like cakes or scones.
We've got one of our guys, Bob Stewart, who's in here today.
Hello.
Hiya.
And I'm sure Stuart will be able to.
What are you cooking? We are making Yorkshire tea cakes.
Did
Yorkshire tea cakes.
Yeah, and these are from
Jamie Oliver's book.
Yeah. Well, these are from Charles Dickens' Tale of Barnaby Rudge.
Yeah,
Rudge.
Okay. Oh, I don't know that one.
No, I've never heard of it before doing this. I was doing. The other week we were doing apple pasties.
Oh, that would have been nice. But, so you're mixing.
Yeah, we're mixing.
So what do we have to put in then? What we make?
Right,
cakes
in our recipe we've got milk, one egg, we've got some yeast.
Would that have been milk as in direct milk with the buttermilk or not?
It would have been probably in those days because I don't think we had pasteurized.
So they would have just been buttermilk with it?
Yeah, probably straight out.
So we
have
a flat sour. Yeah, the cow. Gorgeous, beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so egg, milk,
also. Egg, milk, yeast, flour, a little bit of salt, some butter, sultanas, sugar.
So where would they have got the sultanas from in those days?
Well, they would have probably gone like we do, where we ship them in.
Alvin?
Yeah.
The
no, they would have obviously they would have travelled a long way, wouldn't they?
Oh yeah.
Well, you would have had a real rich trade at this point in the Victorian period.
Yeah.
Obviously, you've still got the legacy of the East India Trading Company.
Yeah.
You've got all the caravans coming across from China. Obviously, America was starting to really take off in this period.
Of course, yeah. Yeah.
So you got a real good selection of exotic fruits and the likes coming into the
So would the stuff come in via London or would it come up north or via Liverpool?
Hull and Liverpool
or Hull, yeah,
were
sorry,
the two
Hull.
Real main ports.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Liverpool especially so.
Yeah.
So yeah, you have quite a good connection.
Do you want to make a cake? Yay!
I think it's probably why Birmingham ended up being seen with thousand trades because obviously like the ports were equal distances from Birmingham, so that's where, that's where I'm from. But yeah, and that makes sense.
Yeah, you can't really get much of the
business. We want to make cake clean.
No, well, no, that's it. Yeah, that's fascinating though. Because as you say, because of steam and things getting here faster.
Yeah,
we were really ancient in the beginning. So
you've really started to get like steam engines taking off and the transport structure of that, which you can really export goods around the country and transport them very well.
So the Victorians are fastidious about, if we're talking about Victorian times, are they as fastidious as with the way they prepared food and
all the
packaged it and stuff as they were about their clothes and
their looks?
Daddy wants to show
you. You'll have to ask that lady.
Because the forecasts were so hot,
yeah.
They could hardly afford any meat, really.
Yeah, yeah.
So you had a lot of lead in things
really?
To get rid of like the colour of rot. You had to have all sorts of things in the food to make it more presentable, like a bit more flavour.
Yes,
so yeah.
Yes,
had entered into a less sophisticated version of what we're doing now, but nevertheless, it was the start
we
of what we're doing now.
We complained about additives to there.
Yeah, yeah. Lead, bloody hell.
Oh, that's okay. We found a cheap way of reading Alice.
What's that?
Give me the castle. Give me the castle.
Come and see me that.
You got the calorific thingy shot.
Yeah, I think once we got around the museum, we might have just about burned it off.
Yeah, yeah.
Brilliant. Shall we go?
Right, shall we move on?
Yeah, let's go see what else there is. Awesome. There's another room now. Oh,
I'm sorry.
Just go back out the doorway.
It's excellent, it's lovely.
Yeah, it's really nice in there.
What's in that one?
We're now into a section where we've got kitchens through the ages.
Yeah.
So we've got like halves. Spits.
Yeah.
But the two main kitchens we've got, a 1940s kitchen.
Yeah.
And then we've got a 1980s kitchen.
Oh, really? Oh, that'd be interesting.
Well, we had a 1940s kitchen.
You can have a look then, can't you?
Well, we had a New World cooker.
The thing like that we've got in the 40s kitchen is like the pressure cooker there.
Yeah, of course, my mum used to use that all the time to make jam.
And then the pantry next to it as well.
Yeah, we used to have a tiny little pantry.
Yeah. But the 80s kitchen
1980s.
Is pretty much exactly the same as the one that I
grew up with. I just fell in love with ready meals. Hot noodles.
So it's just nice to see the, again, the contrast of how it's changed with the things like the microwaves and then the ovens and the hobs. Going from the pressure cooker, the more electric.
I bet it doesn't go to the latest one. What's it called, the latest one?
I don't know, Novan.
What's it
called? Oh, the Argus are making a big comeback as well, aren't
they? It is, coming back.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, that's nice, that's, you know, it's funny, isn't it?
So that just kind of ties in with a kitchen studio as
well.
That's
great.
And the last two
there, probably,
the living room.
We've got another
step coming down. Yeah. Are you keeping
it on the time clock? No, I'm not. What time are you
going to? It's 10 to 3.
What time have you got till?
We've got to get back to the Orbic centre, so we need time to get it. So your point's in the right direction after this, that'd be good. But, we're there, supposed to be there at 3:30, aren't we? This is a barn here now as we're going through. We're going to go through.
You're
going to
make the hay come down.
Yeah, it's going to take us to the towards the cells as well. But it's a one man's collection inside.
One of the main things we've got in here is a cow's head, like a bust on the wall. It's called Pat the Giant.
Oh, okay.
It's heaviest. It was 254 stones.
Bloody hell.
Where is it?
Oh, it's way away. It's on
the about six. It's quite away. A good 6 foot away.
This is a big
There's quite a few things in front, so it'd be difficult.
Yeah,
to
that's okay.
But it would have stood taller than what you stand.
Oh, okay.
It was a huge beast, and it actually clapped to its own weight and broke all four legs.
It was a real beast. It was a real cat.
Yes, yeah.
So it had such a big head that it collapsed and broke its legs.
Never had a chance to get turned into big man.
No.
Not back then, I wouldn't have thought.
So just coming to some more steps.
Alice. Yeah. I can talk to me. Did you get lost in the end? No, it's tea cakes.
Yeah.
Yes, it's little sultanas.
Now this book coming into is the famous Victorian street called Kirkgate.
Oh, look at this, Alice.
It's going to be a street.
This is how they used to live. They used to throw all their poo out the windows.
Now this used to be the female exercise yard.
Oh,
for the prisoners.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
To throw all the women prisoners used to come.
So you've got a lot of shop fronts down here.
Okay.
Oh, right, so they had shops for
them? No. They've made it into a...
Oh, right.
To recreate the street, they got actual full shop fronts from around Yorkshire, and they recreated the street in this section with those shop fronts.
So you've got, like, farmers and stuff like this?
Yes, we have, yeah.
Apothecary.
Yeah.
It's a dog. Oh, not even
we do have an AV system going, it runs through a full day. You'll hear quite a few sounds going.
Oh, really?
That's quite cool. Don't sit on it. It's very old. Idea, isn't
it? So you've got,
the dog barking?
Yeah, dogs barking.
You be careful, it's kicking around us.
It'll come running out. Obviously, that there's a key.
I'll take you over to the street piano.
Oh, okay.
Just wait here, I'll
go
and get some.
Wicked, alright. Nice one, Tears,
Yeah. I won't be long, I'll be a couple.
Thank you, that's fine. Keith?
Yes,
he's going to play this. He's going to get someone to start playing this.
You're
going to
play it, are you?
No, they have to get someone to do it.
Why can't you play it?
Because it's a Tony Handley thing, I'd imagine.
Oh, right. Is it a Tony Handley?
Stay here, Alice.
Don't go over there, because you'll get shot.
I've got an audio video system in before you get in there.
It doesn't tell you very much, I've been listening to it. Alex, it's a bit wobbly, it's on chops, you see, and it might fall down.
Yeah,
so you come stand by me here. You're not allowed to touch that.
I can listen to it.
Yeah, yeah.
10 tunes to choose from.
Oh.
Oh, it's on a roll, is it?
I believe so. And so I have a handle to turn it to control it,
okay.
And a handle to put on the other side, which has got all the, the 10 tunes.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay. So, are you familiar with quite a lot of the old tunes, or not there?
Depends which ones we've
some
got. What
depends
got.
What you've got, but yeah,
right.
No, not really. Our chance are, it might be better for you to tell us what tunes you've got, rather than us trying to
think. Well, this one's an easy one, even I know this one. It's called Finny Funicular.
Okay, yeah.
You know that one. Doesn't matter how fast you turn it,
it does,
or does it tell you, or does it tell you what speed to turn?
Oh,
okay.
Because it's on them. Are they paper rolls? There. Sorry, Keith.
Sorry, you carry on.
Are they paper rolls or something? Does it look a roll, isn't it?
I don't think so. I think it's a cylindrical drum.
Yeah.
With bubbles on. Oh, like a musical box.
And as it goes round, it's hitting the piano keys at the back of the machine.
Yeah. It's like a musical, you know, when you put a musical box to bits.
So I've moved it along now to another tune. I don't know what this is called, so if you can identify it, great.
Okay.
Holiday.
So do you and they have to just load them in the back, or like the different drums then?
No, they're all there.
Presumably, they're all purposely made
for the
actual drum.
Exactly, so you wouldn't have, because those would have been about all day if it was a special thing going on.
Yeah, so you've got your 10 tunes that's all you can use, and now we'll